This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will return to Earth today after spending 18 days at the International Space Station, ISS. They departed from the orbiting laboratory ISS yesterday on board the SpaceX Dragon for the approximately 22-hour journey back to Earth. The splashdown is expected to take place off the coast of California in the US at 3 p.m. IST today. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted 7 India-specific microgravity experiments, showcasing India's growing capabilities in space, science and technology. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. On Sunday, NASA's expedition crew organized a traditional farewell ceremony for the Axiom 4 crew. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin City in China today. Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. The foreign ministers will exchange views on SCO cooperation in various fields and major international and regional issues. Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the SCO Foreign Ministers meeting. Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral meetings with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. External Affairs Minister underlined the need for cooperation on transborder rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. The External Affairs Minister highlighted the positive impact of peace and tranquility in the border for a smooth development in bilateral relations.
We have made good progress in the past 9 months for the normalization of our bilateral relations. It is the result of the resolution of friction along the border and our ability to maintain peace and tranquility there. This is the fundamental basis of our mutual strategic trust and for smooth development of bilateral relations. It is now incumbent on us to address other aspects related to the border, including de-escalation.
India strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto, calling the act despicable, urging Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible. In response to media queries on the incident, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has strongly taken up the matter with Canadian authorities to hold the perpetrators of the act accountable. India has achieved a landmark in its energy transition journey by reaching 50% of its installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources, 5 years ahead of the target. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said, in a world seeking climate solutions, India is showing the way. He said achieving 50% non-fossil fuel capacity 5 years ahead of the 2030 target is a proud moment for every Indian. Delhi government has set a 20-day pollution clearance deadline for green category industries to boost the ease of doing business. Delhi's Environment and Industries Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said this as a sharp reduction from the earlier 120-day time frame. He said from August, all applications by eligible green category industries will be automatically deemed approved if no decision is made within 20 days. In Bihar, more than 6.6 crore voters have submitted their enumeration forms during the ongoing special intensive revision of voters' list. The Election Commission of India has said with the fast pace of collection drive, 83.66% of enumeration forms have been collected out of 7.89 crore electorates. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued red alert for rainfall over parts of Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh today. According to the IMD, extreme heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh for the next 2 days. Ravindra Jadeja's valiant effort went in vain as England narrowly defeated India by 22 runs on the fifth and final day of the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London last night. England is now leading the five-match test series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.